Why not? Many's the night I've been known to repeat the ballad of Big Ass Lil and UConn Pete. But there's more to the story. Listen up if you will. It's called The Revenge of Big Ass Lil. Lil had a sister named Tight Twat Tina. She was a little bit slimmer, but a whole lot meaner. She saddled her mule and rode into town. She stopped in the square and pulled her pants down. Where is this bastard they call UConn Pete? It's time for his dick to go down to defeat. Pete heard the challenge and rode to the square and found Tight Twat Tina scratching her hair. He whipped out his dick and pumped out a load, knocking that bitch right into the road. But she got right back up and shook off the sperm and said, "Not bad, boy, but now it's my turn." She grabbed on his cock and gave it a twist. A fresh wad of cream oozed into her fist. She stroked it with fury. She stroked it with lust. She made it keep coming until there was dust. Pete had a grin, but his pecker was limp. Tina yelled, "Look, ladies, UConn shrimp." Pete started howling and holding his balls. He said, "This is just the first of three falls." He pumped up his Buddha and found Tina's slit. Even with a crowbar, no way it's gonna fit. So he spit in his hand and greased up his pole and aimed it once more for her tight little hole. But she just turned over and lay down in the street, leaving Pete standing there slapping his meat. "Roll over," cried Pete.
"I'll be fucked if I do," cried Tina.
"You'll be cornholed if you won't," cried Pete. And cornholed she was by a yard of UConn cock. When Pete was done humping, her intestines were in shock. Well, I usually stop there. You want to do the third part of this poem? I advise against it, all right? It's a fucking lowlight. Right? The score was now even in this battle of lust, but Pete had a pecker all covered with crust. The smell of his balls almost made Tina gag, but she kept giving him head till she emptied his bag. "Now it's my turn, so get down on your knees," Tina said, "prepare for the Indian squeeze." She strode up beside him with nonchalance and ease. Pete found his nose buried deep in twat cheese. He struggled for a while, but her grip was too firm. His nose was up in places never seen by a sperm. Pete fell down, and all the ladies gave a cheer. But he did a sudden handstand and stuck a boner in her ear. His ball slapped right upside her head. His dick was touching brain. Tina said, "Keep fucking, boy, I've always been insane." She wrapped her legs a little tighter and gave her twat a squeeze. Pete's lungs were filling up with semen and disease. With one last try, Pete gave his best. He tried the UConn grunt. It might have worked, except his nose is what was up her cunt. Tina yelled,
"You chauvinist pig, you finally met your match. My name is Tight Twat Tina. I got a bear trap for a snatch."